The Democratic candidate for Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul believes his background as a prosecutor and time as a state senator will help him root out corruption and protect consumers at what he considers to be a critical time in American history. Raoul was in Bloomington Normal over the weekend and spoke with GLT's Eric Stock.
Yeah, I've been practicing law for 25 years. I became a lawyer to be an advocate. And I think right now at this moment in American history, attorney generals not only in the state of Illinois, serve a more important role than they ever had in any time in American history. Part of that is as a result of the leadership or lack thereof that we're seeing from Washington. Attorney generals individually and collectively have taken action to protect citizens of the states. And I'd like to engage in that and continue engaging in that because I've been active as a policymaker for the last 14 years, doing just that, whether it's protecting voting rights, protecting access to health care, and I'd like to continue that because as Attorney General, the role is elevated more now than any time in American history.
A couple of the issues that you've been involved with involving higher education, which we can get to, and also fair elections. The governor had recently vetoed legislation to end the cross-check a voter registration system. You believe that was politically motivated?
I really do. I mean, at a time, it's ironic that he vetoed the legislation just days after the revelation that Russian hackers probably hacked the Illinois State Board of Elections system. The Illinois State Board of Elections, we contacted them prior to me filing legislation asking whether they can check with CrossCheck to make sure that our voters' information is secure, and they replied that CrossCheck couldn't guarantee that the information was secure. That's why I filed legislation. That's why we passed the legislation, and I think it's just outrageous that the governor, just a few days after the revelation, the indictment of Russian hackers hacking into our state board of elections, that the governor would take that action to put voters' information at risk.
What is a better way to go, a safer way to go to ensure voter integrity?
We have the ERIC system that has been demonstrated as a safer system. It's a system that's even being embraced by the state of Missouri. So it's being embraced by neighboring states. So I don't have a problem with having a system, and I don't have a problem with communicating across state boundaries as long as the privacy of our voters is protected.
You've referenced higher education as a priority of yours in the state Senate for some 14 years now. And as you seek the attorney general position in Illinois, what role can the AG's office play in helping advance higher education in the state?
Well, there's one thing. You know, come this fall, I will have two kids attending college. And as my youngest is a girl, or a young woman, she's just recently turned 18. And as I think about sending her off to college, one of the things I want to make sure is that she's protected from potential sexual assault on campus. And we've seen where Betsy DeVos has taken a step back in terms of the protections offered by the Federal Department of Education to protect against sexual assault on campus. Well, one of the things is Lisa Madigan stepped up where Betsy DeVos stepped back and made sure we passed a law here within the state of Illinois to make sure every higher education institution has policies to protect against that. The other thing is that as I think about sending my kids to college, I think about having to pay for it and having to incur debt, and my kids potentially having to incur debt, and their students being victimized throughout this country and certainly in the state of Illinois as well by higher education institution, primarily for-profit, but some non-for-profit institutions that are sending kids into debt that they'll never get out of. And again, where the Federal Department of Education is stepping back, it's going to be incumbent upon the state attorney general's office to make sure that we hold those institutions accountable.
You had referenced Lisa Madigan, who, of course, is the attorney general now, has been for 16 years. She chose not to run for a fifth term, but seems to have had fairly widespread popularity. Do you see your candidacy as a continuation of her time in office, or do you plan to take the office in a different direction?
I wouldn't say taking it necessarily in a different direction. At the same time, I don't say that I'm a cookie-cutter duplicate of Lisa Madigan. She's done some great things protecting victims of sexual assault and domestic violence, advocating against consumer fraud and protecting the environment. And, you know, just recently she stepped up where Jeff Sessions stepped back with regards to making sure the City of Chicago Police Department is party to a consent decree. So we don't repeat law enforcement abuses of the past. So certainly on those fronts, I would continue the work of Lisa Madigan. But there's some things I would do in addition to that. I've been an advocate for criminal justice reform. I think when we try to promote safe communities, criminal justice reform is one of the areas that we need to lend voice to. And the Attorney General's office has a bully pulpit. And I intend on using that bully pulpit to promote criminal justice reform. When Governor Rauner came in, I spoke to him. I penned an op-ed along with Governor Rauner and tried to work on a bipartisan effort with his now chief of staff on the Criminal Justice Reform and Sentencing Commission. I think it's an important role for an attorney general to have voice in, and I intend on having a voice in that more aggressively than Lisa Madigan has. The other thing is I created the public access counselor within the attorney general's office. That public access counselor's office is a good office to have, but to the extent that it's under-resourced and overburdened, it doesn't serve in the role that it was meant to serve. And so I intend on turning some attention to that because I think the best disinfectant to public corruption is transparency. And I intend on making sure that we create that transparency in the state of Illinois.
And I think it might be fair to say one of the public criticisms that Attorney General Madigan has fielded was that her office did not go after public corruption to the extent that some of her critics thought. The Chicago Tribune a year ago said that she had been, quote, glued to the sidelines on this issue. Do you feel that she could have done more, and how do you take the office to go more after public corruption at a time where, as you said at the beginning, it is a very much a concern at the state and national level in this country?
Right. Again, as Justice Brandeis once said, the best disinfectant to public corruption is sunshine. And I think that you won't have public officials and people serving in a public way do things if there are eyes watching them. And I think the Attorney General's office plays a critical role there with regards to the public access counselor. But in addition to that, there is a public integrity unit within the Attorney General's office that can effectively investigate allegations of public corruption that are brought before them. And the Attorney General's office can also collaborate with both federal prosecutors as well as local prosecutors to pursue public corruption.
Do you plan to make that a greater focus if you are elected?
I plan on investigating any allegation of public corruption, credible allegation of public corruption brought to my attention.
As we continue here on Sound Ideas, I'm Eric Stock, joined by Kwame Raoul, who is a candidate for Illinois Attorney General, an issue that came up earlier in the campaign that your opponent, Erica Harold, had seemed to show some interest in and maybe backed off just a bit, was the idea of calling for a statewide grand jury to prosecute cases, perhaps to have a greater likelihood of getting a conviction in a case. What do you think about that? Is that something that you might consider?
It's an issue worthy of debate and consideration, for certain. It's a question of volume. You know, we have a general conversation about public corruption, but nobody talks very specific about what that volume is and whether it's something that cannot be handled with the powers that exist right now. Like I said earlier, there is a public integrity unit. There is capacity to collaborate both with local prosecutors as well as federal prosecutors. One of the things you have to consider is in this state, that is an under-resourced state, if you're going to give the attorney general these grand jury powers, you better appropriately resource them to effectively do the job there as well.
Attorney General Madigan has become pretty heavily involved in the immigration battle. She had contested the U.S. Department of Justice's withholding of millions of dollars from the state because it argues the state's sanctuary law violates federal immigration policy. Has she taken the right steps on this issue? Would you go further?
I think she has taken the right steps. And, you know, I'm a child of immigrants that made a tremendous contribution to this country. My father served as a community physician for 30 years, and he and my mother came to this country in the 1950s. They're naturalized citizens, and they made tremendous contributions to this country, as immigrants have done for centuries. We're a nation of immigrants, and our state, on a bipartisan basis, has embraced policies that it would be my job as Attorney General to enforce. And Lisa Madigan has taken that step, and I would continue that.
And you wonder what could be done at the federal level. The president has been given, and this was upheld just a couple of weeks ago, a very broad power when it comes to creating and enforcing immigration policy as a national security issue. So what really can you do?
Well, again, we can make sure that our state resources, our state law enforcement resources are used to enforce state law. And it is the state law that state law enforcement resources are not utilized to enforce the immigration policies coming from the federal government. We have autonomy as a state of Illinois, and there is a 10th Amendment, and it is my job as Attorney General, it will be my job as the Attorney General to enforce the state laws that the legislature enacted and the governor signed.
But how then do you get the money that the federal government's withholding?
Well, as the city of Chicago has just done, where Jeff Sessions tried to withhold money, city of Chicago went to federal court and obtained a restraining order on Jeff Sessions. As Attorney General, if there was an effort to do the same to the state of Illinois, I would take the same action. It would be my responsibility to do so. It would be my responsibility to enforce the law and make sure I protect the citizens of the state of Illinois and make sure we get the resources that are due to the state of Illinois.
President Trump's choice to fill the Supreme Court vacancy, Brett Kavanaugh, has upset many liberals and in particular pro-choice advocates on the abortion issue. Concerns that the court could revisit the abortion issue, perhaps not to overturn Roe versus Wade, but to chip away at abortion rights. If so, what happens then?
Well, I was a proud voter to support HB 40, which has a trigger provision that anticipates the Supreme Court potentially either overturning or adjusting the law of the land with regards to access to reproductive health care. And that provision basically says if there's a change there for the state within the state of Illinois, Roe v. Wade shall continue to be the law of the land. And as Attorney General, I'd make sure that I would enforce that. And I would make sure that providers fully give access to women who are seeking reproductive health care. As a man, it's not my job to tell a woman what to do with her body. It's not my job to restrict her access to health care. And certainly, a woman who goes to a health care provider should be fully informed of all of her options.
As we continue on Sound Ideas, Eric Stock here with Kwame Raoul, who is a candidate for the Illinois Attorney General's office. The state AG's office under Lisa Madigan has contested rollbacks to net neutrality rules, which are aimed to deregulate internet access. Where do you stand on that?
I stand in partnership with the current Attorney General's position. I think, you know, so much of our information, so much of our communication nowadays happens via the internet, and the internet has become quite an equalizer for the common man or woman. And to the extent that there's a change in the net neutrality rules to make it such that the common man and woman doesn't have that same access, I'm going to fight against that.
Governor Rauner has proposed reinstituting the death penalty for mass murderers and those who kill police officers. This 7 years after the state had stopped all capital punishment. You would sponsor legislation abolishing the death penalty. If Rauner's proposal passes and were to become law, what would you do?
Well, first of all, I think just Governor Rauner just put that out there just for strictly political reasons. Our state has taken a step, and I was a proud sponsor of the bill to abolish the death penalty, because we, at the time, were second only to the state of Florida for the number of people we sent to death row for crimes they did not commit. I don't think we need to go backwards on that. You know, there was a gentleman who had spent 17 years on death row for a murder he did not commit. He testified before my committee, and he says you can release a man from prison, but you can't release him from the grave. I think that says it all. We're, as human beings, we run a justice system, and as human beings, we're fallible. And God forbid that we make a mistake, and I wouldn't like to be the person to inject a serum into somebody's body that sucks the life out of them when they did not commit the crime that they were accused of.
Just looking briefly at the Attorney General's race now, you had defeated seven other candidates in the Democratic primary this spring, including someone who had considerable name recognition in former Governor Pat Quinn. What did that campaign teach you as your first statewide campaign to prepare you for this general election race?
That campaigns are challenging, and that, you know, we had an embarrassment of riches in the Democratic primary, and I think it strengthened me to be able to debate against my colleagues, many of whom I call friends today and who are helping me out on my effort to become the next Attorney General. But as you said, I was going up against a former governor who had a considerable name recognition advantage, and I just took a message out to the voters. I took a message. I talked about being a father and worrying about my children. I talked about being a former prosecutor. I talked about being a policymaker that worked on a bipartisan basis over the last 14 years. My reputation in Springfield is one of an individual who reaches across the aisle and reaches into other regions. And I planned on continuing to do that as the next Attorney General. Yes, I'm the Democratic nominee, but I have plenty of friends who are Republicans, and I work well with them.
And recent polling that we've seen shows you in the lead in this race with the Republican Erica Harold, but she seems to be leading among seniors, which is a key constituency for an office that focuses so heavily on consumer protections. And also, she's been leading downstate, and that is more her backyard, being from Urbana. How do you strengthen your support in places like McLean County?
To come here just as I've come here today, as I've been here two or three times prior today, and to speak directly to voters as I've been doing today. I think when people are exposed to me and when they hear who I am and who I've been, how I've been active in shaping the policies of the state of Illinois, how I've worked across the aisle. One of the things that was remarkable to me in the primary is the number of folks who approached me after the primary who were Republicans who told me that they drew Democrat primary ballots to vote for me. And I think that's because they listened to the message that I delivered, which was not a partisan message. It's a message that's a message to all of the voters in the state of Illinois.
Kwame Raoul was in Bloomington to campaign for McLean County Clerk Nikita Richards, candidate Nikita Richards. He spoke with GLT's Eric Stock.